From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. So at last we know. It's a boy. He weighs 8 pounds, 6 ounces, and he was born today to William and Kate, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, at 4:24 p.m. local time. The royal family held back the information for some 4 hours, but they finally posted the news on a framed piece of paper outside Buckingham Palace. And outside the hospital, there was an enthusiastic response. A self-designated town crier, Tony Appleton, took the opportunity to declaim outside the hospital, wearing a traditional outfit with red and blue feathers in his hat.
God save the Queen!
And Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, offered his reaction.
Wonderful news from St. Mary's Paddington, and I'm sure that right across the country, and indeed right across the Commonwealth, people will be celebrating and wishing the royal couple well. It is an important moment in the life of our nation, but I suppose above all, it's a wonderful moment for a warm and loving couple who've got a brand new baby boy.
NPR's Philip Reeves has been observing the festivities in London, and he joins us now. And Phil, tell us more about what the royal family has said so far about this birth.
Well, the Queen and Prince Philip say they're delighted. They've issued a statement saying this, with becoming great grandparents again. And there's a rather longer statement from Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall, who say they're overjoyed by their first grandchild and describe grandparenthood as a unique moment.
And to be clear, we haven't heard this boy's name yet. We have heard his title, but when will we hear about a name?
Yeah, he's going to be called His Royal Highness Prince whatever it is, of Cambridge. We don't know what the whatever it is it is yet.
That's the working bookies, title.
Yes. And the bookies will be happy with that. They've been taking bets over the last few days. Well, over the last few weeks, actually. George is the favourite. James is high up there. Wayne, Zach, Trevor, and Nigel. I'm not in the running at all.
What about the mood in London right now? For that matter, the mood in Britain.
Well, you know, the media worldwide have been talking about this royal baby fever. I'm not sure that absolutely captures it, actually. But I do think a lot of people here are pretty happy with this new baby. My guess is that toasts will be being drunk in homes and pubs around the country tonight. And I think also, frankly, people will be remembering in particular Princess Diana, who would have been a grandmother today had it not been for that car crash in 1997.
To put this in some perspective, though, here, Phil, the Queen is now in her late 80s. Her son, Charles, would ascend the throne after him, presumably after him, his son, and then this baby who's just been born. It's a long ways off.
It is a long ways off, and I think it's important to remember that. There's been a lot of emphasis placed on the fact that this boy is third in line to the throne, but that is going to likely be many years before he becomes king. It's interesting, too, actually, because the British just changed the rules of succession here, and had this been a girl, she would have had, for the first time since time began, really, she would have had equal rights of succession to the throne. So that's a bit off the back burner now that it's a boy.
She wouldn't have been displaced by a younger brother had he been born, which would have been the case in the past.
That's right, yes. The British changed the rules, although some of the 15 other realms of which the Queen is head of state hadn't quite worked out arrangements for that yet.
Thanks, Philip.
You're
welcome. NPR's Philip Reeves in London speaking about the birth of a baby boy today, now third in line for the British crown.